You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is your host, Apostle Curtis Watkins. It's about time for your miracle. Guess what? This Friday, your miracle is right in your mouth. We want to thank God for another opportunity. We want to thank God for another time, another minute, another second, amen, another hour with you on the radio broadcast today coming from WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the other stations that was mentioned. I want you to tune in to the radio broadcast today because guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Don't worry, don't fret. It's about time for your miracle, time for you to come up, time for you to come cross and come over and get what God has for you. Again, we want to thank God for this radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, making it possible Mondays and Fridays. Guess what? For 1 hour, you stay with me, I'll stay with you. Praise God, because God is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Don't fear, don't fret, don't give up, don't give out. Come on, just reach up, hold on, because guess what? Your miracle is right in your mouth. And we want to thank God for another day. We want to thank God for another opportunity. Thank God for another time, amen, that he have allowed us to come into your homes, your cars, however you're tuning in to us on Cypress audience. We're grateful for you also tuning in because it's time for your miracle. No matter what, wake up somebody, tell somebody, Apostle Curtis Watkins is now on the air, your host. Amen. Hallelujah. For this 1 hour, you stay with me, I'll stay with you. Praise our God. Listen, we want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for Lady Watkins, my wife. God bless you. Thank God for Church Mother, Mother Brown, and to all the saints of God, to all the evangelists, the prophets, everybody there at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Thank God for you. Come on, let's go into a word of prayer. Join me if you can. Just bow your heads. Amen. If you can. And right there where you're at, you may just be working, listening to me. Or you could just bow your within your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time. We thank you for another day. We thank you for another morning that you have kept us, Lord. Thank you how you woke us up this morning, closing our right mind, Father. And we got the activity of our limbs, God. We are grateful to you today, Father. Even now, Father, touch those that are on the other side of this dial, Father, on the other side of the Cypress audience today, Father God. Meet every need, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken that concerns them, Lord, that don't concern you, Father. And we thank you right now. And we thank you for the victory. Look on the sick, God. Look on the ones that are shut in right now, Father. Look on those that are going through bereavement hour, Father. And we thank you right now, Father. Take them through it, God. Those that have gone through bereavement hour, continue to be with them, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Listen, we do give God the praise one more time. We give him the glory. We give him the honor. Praise our God, because he is who he say he is. And he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Excuse me. Don't fear. Don't fret. Just hold your head up, because the God we serve is able to do a scene above all. We think of acts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Cast all your cares upon him, for he what careth for you. He careth for you no matter what it is, no matter what the enemy is doing. God careth for you. Amen. We're not magnifying him. We're not glorifying him, but God careth for you. Amen. We want to thank God. Listen, my friends, listen, we want to thank God for all of you that had throw your arms around these families that's going through bereavement hour. We want to continue to pray for the Elder Marcus, amen, and the Barton family, and those the Skanes family, all of us that make up this Barton family and relatives to the Barton family. We want to thank you for what you did and for what your words of kindness, amen, towards the homegoing service for evangelist Elise Barton. Praise God. Amen. God is going to mend up the broken hearts. God's going to see us through this. Amen. And we want to send out our love to Elder Marcus. Amen. And to Lady Woods. Amen. Lady Woods. Annie Lou Woods. Amen. And we want to thank God. And we want to pray for y'all family, Mother Margaret Scott Waters. We want to pray that God will see you all through the whole entire Skanes family and the Barton family. Again, those that make up this family, amen. We want to thank God for you all, praying for you all, praying with you all, because it was, you know, evangelist Elise have touched a lot of lives. Amen. She touched a lot of lives. She was a beautician. Amen. She touched a lot of ladies doing their hair and stuff. And she touched a lot of lives in her professional that she was, amen. And we want to just send our love out towards Elder Marcus and let him know that we're praying for him, Lady Woods. We're praying for you all during this time of your bereavement and loss. Amen. Hallelujah. And also, now we want to continue to pray for, hallelujah, the Shula family. Sister Melissa, I want you to know we love you all, and we're praying for you all this weekend as they funeralize her husband. This Saturday at 11 o'clock, amen, it will be at St. James in Titusville on Dormant Avenue. That's right behind the courthouse. Come on. So we want to put our arms around this family and the Shula family and let them know that we love them. We pray for them and pray God will protect them while they're going through the bereavement hour. Amen. And those that you might know that I don't know, continue to pray for them. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to pray for the Phillips family down in Miami. Amen. Some of you might know Ella Phillips long years ago, came through with a tent, praise our God, and preaching the gospel at the time, evangelist Philip. Amen. And his wife was Sister Phillips, now Mother Phillips. She played the organ. The organ. Amen. And we want to be in the prayer for the Philip family that as they walk through this in the passing of Mother Phillips. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue to pray for this family that God will see them through. Again, you may know somebody that I don't know is going through bereavement hour. Come on, let's pray for them. Pray for them and with them as they go through this time of process of grieving. Amen. Pray for the Mitchell family. Amen. We want to continue to pray for Dr. Gathers. Amen. And her family as they go through the time of bereavement with your cousin. Amen. Hallelujah. Praying for you all. God bless you all. We love you all. Thank God for you all. Amen. God is so good till he good. Amen. I said again, God is so good till he good. And we want to thank God for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for you, you and you. Now, I want to thank everybody. Amen. Everybody that came out to our 30 days of prayer or revival. And I'm telling you, God have did some things. God overturned. Amen. He did some things in this prayer revival. Those of you that were there, those of you that heard or watching on Cypress audience, those of you, amen, that came from far and near, amen, and God just moved that for the 30 days. Each night it was something in the house. God was moving in the house. Each night, God healed, delivered, set free, pulled out, poured into us. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, you and you again coming and being with us. Oh, my God, that Friday night. I mean, God just shined his light, illuminated in the place. The glory of the Lord was with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he called that 30 days. And we were obedient in the 30 days. Amen. Meeting him there at the sanctuary. Hallelujah. At the sanctuary of 1219 South Street. Amen. God moved so profound. This Sunday. Oh my God. God moved so much. He moved so into the place. I'm telling you, God was doing everything. God was doing everything he said he was going to do. Amen. We thank God for the time. All right, here we are. We may be off the air, but I don't know. I'm just going to keep on talking to the engineer. Come and tell me. Praise God. But we're still on Cypress audience. And you see, it done got dark in here. Oh, I tell you, this is a good sign. This is a good sign. No matter what the enemy is doing, this is a good sign. I know we are there. We are there, but we are on the air here. The power is gone here. Amen. So I tell you, it's a good sign. It's a good sign. So don't be weary. Just hold on. You're going to see what's going to go on. Just hold on Cypress audience. Just hold on. Keep on. That's what you got to do when it looks dark in your life. You got to keep going. When it looks like the enemy is trying to overthrow you and overtake you, you got to keep going, because the enemy will try all he can to do to stop you. Yes, the power has went out here at the radio station, but the power of faith, healing, and deliverance is still going on. Hallelujah. This is a good sign. I know I'm not on the air. I got you on Cypress audience. Amen. And I want you to know this is what is happening. Amen. The power is going on the inside of the radio station. So that's probably why you cannot hear me no more on the radio. But we're here on Cypress audience. And it may be because I'm in the dark. The power is gone. Just notice when you're walking through a dark time in your life. When you're walking through a dark time in your life, the power of God is still with you. The power of God is still there. The enemy wants you to look like and feel like God is not with you, but he's with you. He is with you. So hold your head up high. Hold your head up high. Trust God. Trust God when you can't do nothing else. All right. Come on, stick with me. I'll stick with you. Father, we just thank you. Father, we adore you. Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Again, the power has gone out here at the radio station. And that's why I'm here sitting in the radio station. The power has gone out. But not the power of God that's on the inside. He's always alive. He's always omnipresent with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Just be on standby.
They're working on it. It's power somewhere along here. Mm-hmm. So the police are out there working on it, as far as I know. Okay. Oh, no. They're down too.
Huh?
They're down too. Oh, they're down too. Okay. It's not us. It's the whole thing.
somebody must have hit something. No, got a loop, got a little light spaceship. Having a little technical difficulties right now. Those of you that are on, praise God. Thank you for joining in to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. And the reason why I'm here in this station in the dark, because they have lost power. Amen. Due to something that has happened outside. But we are still on with you on Cypress audience. So just know this. If it's a dark time in your life, guess what? You still have the power within.
Yeah, we got no power. He's always, that will do it. Somebody obviously was listening to
yes,
him.
Yes, yes. And if he called him, let me know. He's not on no more. Day.
Somebody hit the pole or something.
Somebody probably hit something.
Fine time for them to do that. Avoid the first hurricane.
Yeah.
I think they're going to turn away from us.
I hope so. Yes. Call you on
WMIE Radio. Hello? WMIU Radio. It's a radio station. It could be like a one number off. We're really close. This is 632-1000. Have a blessed day. Bye bye.
Listen, thank you all for praying. Thank you all for staying with me. We're back up. As you can see, the light has come. The light has come. All right. Gee, listen, we are glad to be back. I told you, all we have to do is hold on. In the midst of a storm, in the midst of whatever is going on in your life, you got to know it may look dark. It may look dim. It may look like you're not going to come out. But if you hold on to what's on the inside of you and believe God, hold on to your faith, things will get better. Things have to get better. Why? Because you possess the power on the inside. You possess the power on the inside, and you got to hold on. You got to hold on. Perfect example. You can't give up in the midst of what you're in because it looked dark, because it looked like you're not going to come out. This is why you got to hold fast to your confession in the midst of a dark situation in your life. You got to know that he will, that he will, and he will do what he say he's going to do. All you got to do is keep the faith. All you got to do is hold on. Don't give up. Don't give out. Just trust God, and he will do what? Bring you out. He'll bring you out. He will bring you out. Again, it looked dark for a few minutes. It looked dark. You couldn't see me. I couldn't. You couldn't hear me. But guess what? You stayed on, and you held on. And guess what happened? Just that quick, the lights came on. And that's how it is when you're walking by faith. That's how it is when you're going through something in your life and the enemy tell you that there's no way out. You will never see the light. You'll never see the end of this situation. But if you hold fast to your faith and believe, come on, and believe, and it shall come to pass. Praise God. Amen. Again, just for a few minutes, we were without power. We were without power. But guess what? The power that you got on the inside of you, you may be going through a dark situation. Just know that the power that lies on the inside of you, it will bring you to an end of that situation. It'll bring light to it. Praise God. Again, we want to thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast this morning with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you. Listen, I just want to encourage your hearts. I just want to encourage you this morning to let you know that no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're facing, our God reigns. Our God lives. Our God is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. The enemy does not have no authority. The enemy does not have no power. The enemy, come on, I am talking about the enemy himself that will try to come up against you and try to convince you and make you believe that you're not on the winning side. The enemy will throw things at you. I'm not magnifying him. I'm not lifting him up, but I'm just making you aware. You can't get discouraged in the midst of the dark time in your life. You got to hold fast to your confession. You got to continue to believe God. What if we would have gave up just a few minutes ago? What if we would just gave up? Amen. And just say, okay, we got to call it quits. Ain't nothing we could do about it. Come on. But we begin to just wait. We begin to just pray and believe God in the midst of your situation. And I'm telling you, God will bring you out. God will bring you through. Again, we want to thank God for you. Listen, we want to pray for Bishop Bradley. Amen. Some of you probably don't know him. In Armadale, we want to continue to pray for him that God continue to do what he says he's going to do. He brought him out of the coma. He brought him out, and he's walking around. He brought him out with the tray, with the thing off his, the breathing machine. He brought him out. So, but the enemy is still yet trying to attack him. But we believe God. Amen. We believe God, that God is able. God does not do a half-done job. He does the best. He's the best surgeon. He is. He's the best anesthesiologist. He's the best judge. He's the best lawyer. Come on here. He's the best attorney. Whatever you need him to be, he's the best. And I'm telling you, God will do it. I believe God. What about you? God will bring you out. Come on. God will open up doors. He'll make, my soul love you. He'll make your enemies be at peace with you, and they'll be your footstool when you trust God, when you're walking by faith, when you're not leaning tonight on understanding. And when you're doing what? According to the word say, acknowledge me in all thy ways. And he will do what? Direct your path. He will direct your path. So I want you to know today that God is with you. I want you to know today that God will provide. I want you to know that he's a healer for your body. I want you to know he is who he say he is. This is why David declared in Psalms right here. Oh, I say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Come on. We don't know nobody else to praise like this. We don't know nobody else to give glory and honor to like this. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Why we want to bless him? Because he have done marvelous things. Why we want to bless him? Because he have opened up doors. Why we want to bless him? Because he have turned situations, come on, into the good. What the enemy has meant for bad, God turned it in for our good. Praise our God, because where we trust in God. So this is why we do what? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, and bless his holy name. Come on here. Come on. We want to just talk about his holy name. His name is holy. His name is, we got to esteem his name highly above every circumstance, situation that we're in. At the name of Jesus. He said, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. So we must do what? Bless his holy name. Come on. We got to bless him. We got to bless him at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Bless him. Bless him. Why? You say, Apostle, I'm going through so much. I don't see where I can bless him. I don't see where I can just talk about him right now because of what I'm going through with. This is the time you magnify him. This is the time you lift him up. No matter what you're in, bless him. As David said right here in Psalms, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. His name is holy. His name is righteous. Come on here. No, I know there's so many names that we could call him, but guess what? We got to bless him. He's Jehovah Shabbat. He's Jehovah Shalom. Come on. We got to bless him. Come on. He's Jehovah Nisi. We got to bless him. Come on. His name still remains the same, no matter what we call him, but we got to give him. We got to give it thanks. We got to bless him. Why? Because he keep on making a way. He keep on healing us. Come on. He keep on turning situations around. What the enemy meant for the bad, God turns around and make it for our good. Bless his holy name. I bless him. Come on. According to what the words say right here. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. David goes on again and say, I will bless the Lord at all times. And again, I'm repeating it because I wanted to get in your spirit. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Come on. It shall continue to be in my mouth. No matter what I'm going through, just perfect example. We were in the dark for a few minutes, but we kept on holding on, because guess why? We kept on believing. Come on. Come on. Even in the dark time, we got to bless him. Even when we don't see no way out, we got to bless him, because his name is marvelous. We got to esteem his name high above the circumstance and the situation that we're in, because of who he is, because of what he's doing in our lives. Come on, bless him. Bless him. I want somebody out there to write typing that. I'll bless him. I'll bless him. Come on, you say, Apostle, I can't bless him right now because I don't feel like what I'm in. I don't feel like blessing him. I don't feel like for what I'm going through, blessing him. This is the time that you bless him. Come on. This is the time that you magnify him. Don't let the dark times, don't let the circumstances and the situations that you're facing, that you're going through right now, don't let the enemy tell you that you cannot bless him. You can't tell God thank you because of what you're in. No, we will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises, I'm going to keep saying it, his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Come on here. For his name is marvelous. His name is excellent. He do great works. He do great works. Come on. He'll bring you out. He'll heal you. I want you to get in your spirit today. He'll deliver you. Come on. Yes, he will. He's a God of all grace. He's the God that can. He's a God that will. The enemy wants you to look at what you're going through. The enemy wants you to feel sorry for yourself. But come on, get up, pull yourself up together. Come on, pull yourself together.